Thank you, Victor. And now please help me welcome our 10-minute speaker, Glenn.
Glenn Alcoholic.
Amen.
I don't got too much time, so I'm just going to kind of go a little bit on my experience. See, my grandparents were born on that road. I think it was about 13. I drank before 13, but I think at 13 I was a real alcoholic because I couldn't stop. Once I started at 13, it was on, you know. And by the time I was 15, I say this because there's people in here because have came to me and I've helped them out with this. By the time I was 15, I already had contracted Hep C at 15. Okay, so I'm gonna shoot over it real quick and past, you know, going to the service. Well, okay, I've been, everything is on alcohol. Everything I've done, there's always been alcohol there. I always packed other stuff on it through the years. But I've been expedited from Guam. I've been expedited from Hawaii. That when you get expedited, you can't ever go back, you know. I've been escorted out of Utah. I mean, I've been kicked out of Kern County. I mean, just it goes on and on, you know. It's just, you know, crazy stuff, you know. But I always got out of going to prison. I never went to prison because I always got out of going to prison. That does pretty bad things, but and it just escalated and escalated, you know. And it was always, and I never thought I was an alcoholic, you know. Now I know I was, but I always didn't know it, but, you know, I knew I was a drug addict. I mean, I was like, it was cool, I'm a drug addict, you know, but now that I look back at it, it was, everything that I did was alcohol related, you know, all these times I got expedited and all these different things, so basically, after my experience, all I can tell you is, I'm going to tell you a little bit about what this program's done for me, because I can't get into all the stuff in 10 minutes. My sobriety date, August 30th, 2014. But I had one before that. The first time in AA, it was 2008. Okay, and that's the first time I've ever been in here. And I've always been forced in. I've never came to anything on my own, never. And every program I've been to, I've always fought that first. I never went out easy. So 2008, I came in. I ended up getting about, I think, 4 years, a little 4 years. But it wasn't nothing like this time. This time coming back right now, I've learned so much because right now I die. And he said I should have bought my lab coat because I like to dissect stuff, you know, get into the medical part of it, you know, and why we do this, why we're powerless, you know. But I can't do that now. And I can't, you know, when people tell me that they don't have a book or they can't read or they're just lazy, there's no excuse for that, man. Because you can get on the internet right now at drsilkworth.net and they'll read it to you. They'll read everything. They'll break it down. They'll tell you everything. And I've gotten so much out of that right now, you know. And at AA, the next month I'm waiting for a grant for 17 years I've been on Social Security Disability Insurance. And I'm trying to get off that at 58. I'm gonna get off to get back into the workforce. So next month I got an appointment for a grant to go to a college for crane operators. You know, so you can't say we're too old to do anything because I'm 58 and I'm gonna go back to college. It feels good, you know. This program has brought me, man, if you would have known the whole history of my thing, man, from what I am now, it's like, it's crazy, you know. I'm a dad now, you know. My mom is happy, you know, because I, you know, we don't realize it, but we put our parents, everything I did, I drug my kids along with me. My mom, you know, now I know that all these nights she was worried, even though, you know, being older and stuff, I probably knocked off 10, 15 years of her life, you know, just worrying all the time about me. And that's a hard thing to look at, you know, thinking that, you know, I'm doing all this partying and stuff and there's nobody getting devastation from it, but it is, you know. My daughter, there's things that happened to my daughter, you know, that I kind of let go of because I was drinking and doing drugs, you know, thinking my daughter was safe, you know. But so I kind of took that to heart for a while because, you know, it was my fault, you know. Yeah, I can remember giving her, like, when she was little, like, we'd give her $5 just to get rid of her, you know, so she'd go play or whatever, you know. It's like, she's got all kinds of money. But it's, this program has done a lot for me. Was that 2 minutes already? if you're new here, you know, stick it out, man. Just try it, you know. It's like, I never would have thought that I'd be here right now, you know. There's just no way, you know. My mom's like, she's happy as heck. You know, I've made amends to everybody. Well, I haven't made it much to everybody because there's people across. I terrorized halfway around the world, so there's places I just had to make living amends, I guess. You know, and just do the right thing, actually. If you can't make amends, I just do the right thing every day. And, you know, and it's like me and Matt always talk about, like, this program started from one alcoholic helping another. And that's basically what it is today. You know, this is a simple program. You know, I've done these steps probably three or four times before, three times before I did them this last time. And, you know, I didn't even understand them. I did them, you know, and just looking at them. And now that I dissected them and started learning and being open-minded, man, these like, they're totally different, you know? It's crazy. And I just want to say, you see me at meetings sometimes and my eyes are open and it looks like I'm there. But, you know, there's sometimes where, you know, I don't want to hear the mess or I just don't want to, this is where I'm at. This is where I'm at sometimes to show you where my brain, that's where my brain's at sometimes when I'm in a meeting. I just share that one. Yeah, I'm serious, man. My eyes are open, but I'm not there, man, because I don't want to hear the mess. I don't know. And it's probably not the person, you know, it's me, you know, but hey, we're not all perfect. And let me see. I'm hot, man. Oh, yeah, hey, you know what? They were saying that they thought Christopher Columbus was an alcoholic. I got those for later, man. I guess somebody, you know, some laughs in here. But the reason they thought that is because when he took off on his journey, he didn't know where he was going. When he got there, he didn't know where he was. And when he got home, he didn't know where he had been. You know? And then he asked, and then he conned the queen out of some more money, and he probably said something like this. Goes, it'll be different this time, you know? It's crazy, you know? She was probably Al-Anon. Is Al-Anon person here? She's probably Al-Anon because she had a slip, you know? She had a moment of compassion there, you know? So that was her slip. But, yeah, I was telling Matt that sometimes the 10-minute speaker, 15-minute speaker is a lot harder than doing the whole thing because, like, talk about. But, let's see, where am I at here? First time I got left. 7 minutes? God. Yeah, I feel sorry for you, Matt. Yeah, he told me to wear a tie tonight, and I said, you know, I'd be lucky I'm wearing sleeves tonight, man, because I don't wear ties, I don't wear shirts. Yeah, I was going to get into, you know, like the first three steps, I look at them like, they're actually like a baptism. That's the way I look at it. They're like, when I went to church and got baptized, they're the same thing, you know. I admitted I was powerless, you know, that my life was unmanageable. I always thought it was everybody else's life was unmanageable because I had everything I want. You know, I had yours, theirs, everything, you know, that I wanted. So my life was cool. And came to be with power greater than ourselves, restored sanity, you know. I believed in Jesus Christ, you know. And then the third one, I made a decision, you know, when they dunked me and I made a decision. So it's just like my baptism, right, the first three steps. Actually, the steps are not even that hard. You know, and I'm going to jump around a little bit here, like on 6, 7, and 8, you know, like people think when they're done, you know, when we're done, we humbly ask them, hey, we used to ask them, you know, there's a lot of work after that, after you do 7, you know, we got to change what we do, you know, we got to do the opposite, and that's hard to do, you know, I don't do that, none of us do it perfectly, so I mean, it's like an everyday thing, we have to keep changing, like, you know, I'm just honest, I got to be honest, and that's a hard thing to do. You know, because I, you know, a liar, cheat, and a thief, you know, so in order to change those, I have to be honest now, you know, and I am. It's crazy because, you know, if somebody gives you the wrong change today, I tell them, you know, before I'd be like, hey, you know, somebody dropped the money into my pocket. Can't do that no more because, you know, that's when the guilt kicks in. It's like, it's crazy. Yeah. There are two newcomers. Hey, how many, I just want to ask this. How many alcoholic addicts are in the room? I'm just curious. Come on. Come on. I see like almost half of us. But I'm not going to talk about drugs. I was just curious. See, my time's almost up. So, yeah, you know what? This program has changed my life. I mean, August 30th, I'm going to speak, the main speaker over there, and I'm going to... I want to say some of my stuff for there because I didn't say really nothing about my past. You know, my past was pretty bad. And they always say that we're not bad people. We're just sick people getting better. That's not true in some cases. You know, maybe the majority of us, but I was a bad person. When I say bad person, I mean badass, bad person. You know, because today I don't believe in badasses. I call them dumbasses now. Yeah, pretty much is what I was. You know, because destroying everything I touch. You know, and destroying lives, and it just on and on and on. You know, it's like, but you know what? They say that we're lucky because we get to live two lives in one lifetime, our old life, our new life, you know, and it's true, you know, my life is good, you know, and nothing, I don't have Hep C no more. The only reason I bring that up, because I've had a lot of people approach me and ask me questions, and I've been able to help them by giving my Stanford doctor's number to them and explaining, you know, all this different stuff, and you'd be surprised how many people have it, you know. So that's part of my service, you know, helping people out with stuff like that, you know. And I'm not embarrassed, you know. People tell me, why do you say that? Because that's part of my story, you know. And then I can help people, you know, with it, because it's a curable disease right now. Too bad alcohol wasn't. Okay, I'm over like 12 minutes, so I'm good.
Right on, Glenn. Thanks. And now please welcome